So hedge accounting then, it's all about matching, yeah? So the idea is that if you are worried about something, such as interest rates going up or down, or whichever way that may be, that is a risk to us. So we hedge against that risk. So the worry about the interest rates going up or down, that's our hedged item. And what we do is we buy this clever sort of derivative, which is what we call a hedging item. And the idea is that this derivative gains if our other one loses, or if our hedged item gains, our derivative loses. And so you're just matching off, really, the gains and the losses against each other. Okay, obviously, if our hedged item actually gained instead of lost, unfortunately, my derivative would move in the opposite direction. So I'm negating the risks, but I'm also negating any possible profits. But the most important thing to remind yourself is, okay, the only reason I got this derivative, this hedging item, was to match against the hedged item. And so, therefore, I must match them in the accounts, okay? Now, if it's a fair value hedge, you match the gains and losses, and just the gains and losses, of both of them in the income statement. If it's a cash flow hedge, you match the derivative will be making a gain. The cash flow hedge, generally, the hedged item, doesn't make a gain until the future. Okay, and so therefore the year end will come about before you've actually lost any cash. But you've bought this derivative, and the derivative would have made a fair value gain or loss up to the year end. Now you just hold that, at least the effective portion of it, you hold that in reserves, okay, in the OCI and in reserves. And you've got to think, well, why am I holding it in reserves? Well, you should see that that's because my cash flow hedged item hasn't made a loss yet. So when it does actually make a loss, that's when that will go to the income statement, and then I will take the bit that I've been putting in reserves on my hedging item also to the income statement. Okay, have a look at the video where this will make a bit more sense, but I want you just to get to the idea that, look, this is all about matching. Forget all the old IFRS 9 rules. We're going to match against each other all the time here.